Today's shiur is Masechta Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Kuf Lamed Omer Aleph at the beginning of the Perek of Azroya V'Lechayim. The Torah Kedosha says, Ze Yeh Mishpat HaKohanim Me'ez Ha'am Zoyfche HaZevach Im Shor Im Sev Nosla Kain Hazroyim V'Lechayim V'Keva. The Torah prescribes that we should give the Kohen the Zroya. The Zroya, the foreleg, the L'chaim, the cheek, and the Keva is one of the stomachs of the animal to the Kohen. The Chinuch explains that there's an obligation for every animal that we slaughter, kosher animal, that we should give this to the Kohen, and explains the Meiri, just like we know that there's Halacha that we have to give, Trumas and Maisris, the similarly a same mitzvah that we have to give the Kohen, the Zroya L'chaim, the Keva. And these are one of the 24 Matnas Kahuna that are often referred to that we have to give to the Kohen. The Gemara explains why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell us, to do this mitzvah? Because we know that Pinchas gave up his life to kill a Nasi Shevet Yisrael for Kiddush Hashem. And that's why his descendants were zoicha in these matanis, because he held into his hand, a roimach, a spear, which looks like the zroya, and he stabbed them in the stomach. That's why he got the keva, and then he davened v'yifal Pinchas, so that's why he gets the l'chaim, the cheekbone. As we said, the Zroya is the front right leg. The L'chaim are the two cheeks. And the Keva is the large stomach, which is called the Mukah. The Rambam says that although we just compared these to the Matnas Kuna, they're not exactly like the Matnas Kuna. Matnas Kuna, we have very specific halacha. By Truma, for example, we've often discussed that the Truma may only be eaten by a Kohen. These Zroya L'chaim V'Keva, although they're given to the Kohen, the Halacha allows them to be eaten by a Yisrael. We're going to have a Machloikas in the Gemara if the Zroya L'chaim V'Keva only apply in Eretz Yisrael or apply in Chutz Laretz as well. The opinion of the Meiri and the Rif and the Rambam is that these Halachas apply only apply even a Chutz Laretz. Rashi's opinion is that it applies in Eretz Yisrael. And the Rashba has a third opinion. The Rashba says that the areas that are close to Eretz Yisrael are considered like Eretz Yisrael. We have similar halacha by Trumas and Maisris. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins in the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya Simon Samach Aleph Sif Chof Aleph Paskins Matanas Elo Nagas B'Chamokim. The matanas apply in every place. Bein Ba'aretz, Bein B'Chutz Laretz, Bein B'Fnei Bayis, Bein B'Shloim B'Fnei Bayis. Whether the Beis Hamikdash is standing or not. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, V'yesh Mishayim Mishenayin in Nahagas B'Chutz Laretz. There are those that suggest that it doesn't apply in Chutz Laretz, and he says that's the minig. However, both the Mordechai and Dagos Oshri says that if somebody gives the Matanas Lekuna even the Chutz Laretz, Tavaloi Bracha. And moreover, says the Pesach Tshuva, even if you are in a place where people normally don't give Zroya L'chaim V'Keva Chutz Laretz, and you do, he says sometimes there's a concern of Yuara, that it looks like you're arrogant. Here, we don't have to be, we should not be concerned about that, and feel free to take on this chumrah. The Kresi Aplesi adds another dimension why people are not so careful about giving Zroya L'chaim V'Keva, because he suggests that since we are not 100% sure b'zman hazeh who are the Kohanim, so that's part of the consideration why we're not so careful of giving them. But the Chasam Sofer had a minig that every yontif he would have an animal slaughtered l'kavod yontif and give the zrai l'chaim v'kavod to the kohen. That was the way, and reishis hageiz that we're going to be discussing, all to fulfill this important mitzvah. The Rashba says we do not make a bracha when we give this matzah kohanim, because says the Rashba, we're not really giving something that belongs to us. What we are giving is what belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when you're giving something that doesn't belong to you, you're giving away something that really belongs to Hashem. It's the Kohanim, the Gemara often says, Meshulchan Gevayu Kazachu. So therefore says the Rashba, it's not a case where a bracha should be made. It says the Prima Godim, that another reason is we know when we give Trumas and Maisris, until we take off the Trumas and Maisris, there's an Issa Tevel. Here, there is no Issa Tevel before we take off the Trumas and Maisris. However, there are opinions that say that we do make the bracha, and the Pasuk Shulchan says that it was the minig of the Gra that before you give these Matnas Kuna, you should make a bracha. The Chidos has another reason not to give the make a bracha, is because there's a rule that any mitzvah that depends on other people, we don't make a bracha. But truthfully, the Knesset Gedolah disagrees. And he says, where is there a rule that you don't make a bracha on something that depends on other people? He says, that's in a case that depends on giving it. If I have to give something to someone else, he might have accepted. Here the mitzvah is taking off this royal chayv keva, and that's something that's totally dependent on the person who's doing the mitzvah, and therefore a bracha can be made. The Kavachayim says that what should be done is after one designates this royal chayv keva, he should say, Hareini balakayim mitzvahs nasinas azroya v'lechayim v'akeva l'koyin k'moy sh'omar ha'kosov v'nos l'koyin azroya l'chayim v'keva l'sakin shayrish mitzvah zu v'chala mitzvahs klulz bo b'mokay me'elyon. Regarding a shechiyanu, the Rashba says that we don't make a shechiyanu, and that's also what the pre-toyer paskins. The Chaf Chaim says that one should make a shechiyanu, but not would make a shema malchus. Just say the shechiyanu to the without shema malchus. The Chidah says that there was a minig in Yerushalayim similar to what we said before, that people would go out of the way to buy such animals in order to have an opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah of Zechariah L'Kayim, and that was the meaning in Chevron as well. The Masham again says that anybody who wants to take on this mitzvah and do the mitzvah of Zechariah L'Kayim V'keva, it's something that should be encouraged, and not in any way should there be a feeling that by doing the mitzvah, we're doing something that is not done or whatever. On the contrary, since this is the right thing to do. The Masham goes on to say, he says there was a minig, which is of course incorrect, that people used to only put a mezuzah on the front door. That's incorrect. You have to put a mezuzah on every door in the home. So he says, if you live in a place where people only put mezuzahs on the front door, does that mean that you should do that? Of course not. We have an obligation to do what's right. Included in what's doing right, he says, is to give Zerah L'chaim V'keva, and doing so should not be viewed as something that you shouldn't be doing. Says the Mishnah, Zerah L'chaim V'keva, Noyagin, Ba'aretz U'B'chutz La'aretz, apply both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. And of course, as we said a few moments ago, since as we're going to learn, there's actually a dispute if this is the halacha we're going to see in the Gemara. Some hold, Rabbi Loi, we're going to see, is of the opinion that Zerah L'chaim V'keva only apply in Eretz Yisrael. So our Mishnah, who doesn't paskin that way, goes out of the way to tell us that Zerah L'chaim V'keva applies both in Chutz La'aretz and Chutz La'aretz, b'fnei bayis v'shloi b'fnei bayis, whether if the base of Mikdash is standing or not. And here Many Rishonim point out that, of course, this halacha is superfluous. This is not a mitzvah tali. This is not a mitzvah that's in any way connected to the Beis HaMikdash. If it's not connected to the Beis HaMikdash, the halacha should not be that it only applies in the Beis HaMikdash. Just the reason the Mishnah mentions this is because, as we've had in many Mishnayos in our Masechta, where the Mishnah tells us this. It tells us that applies by the Beis HaMikdash or not, so that's why the Mishnah here mentions it as well, even though it's really obvious. The chulin, the halachos rule chayim kaiva only apply by animals which are chulin, the loy b'mikdashim by animals that are hegdish. Shahay b'din, because one says the Gemara says the Mishnah made an argument that it should be applicable by kachim as well, because we should make the following kal v'chomer. If we speak about chulin, when somebody brings a carbon shlomim, the halach is he has to give the chaz v'shoik to the kohanim, as the pasuk says, v'haya chaz l'aron ulebonov v'shoik hayomim titnu truma l'koyin mezivchei shalach mechem. So if chaz v'shoik that apply by kachim, certainly the matana, and don't apply by chulin, ain't a din shechayva matanas, that the halacha is that it should be chayva matanas. Tamaloymer, that's why the pasuk goes out of the way to tell us that it's not that way, because the pasuk says keas chazei hatnufa shoyka truma lekachte beis bnei Yisrael mezivchei shalmeyem vetan oysel arna koyin ulevanav lechoyk oylam oysam. The word oysam comes to teach us that Eloi Elamash Omer Ben Yonin, the Kohen is only entitled to what is said in the Torah that the Kohen gets, and that's where the Karm Shlomim, they get the Chaz of a Shoik and nothing else. Says the Mishnah, however, we just spoke about Kachim being Chayiv or not being Chayiv. So the Mishnah discusses what will be the halacha by Kachim that were redeemed. What will be the halacha regarding different situations? So the halacha is that an animal which is a balmum may not be brought as a carbon, whether at the time it has the mum, if it's a permanent mum or a passing mum. However, there's a difference, as we're going to learn now, between where the mum was there before you were magdish the animal versus it became about mum after you were magdish it. If you were magdish it when it was a healthy animal, it gets a kedushas aguf, and therefore, even after it becomes about mum, it doesn't completely lose its status of hegdish regarding certain halachas. But an animal that was designated as hegdish while it was about mum, so it never had kedushas aguf on it. It could have never been brought as a carbon. It only had on it kedushas tumim. A kedushas tumim is a much lower level of kedusha. There are two types of kedushas tumim. There's something that you donate something for bedek abayis, so then it's only kedushas tumim, or something that you brought, you want to use that money for carbon, but you're using the money, or you're using an animal that can't be used as a carbon. And the halacha is, as I said, you can't bring a carbon that's a balmum on the mizbeach. But says the Mishnah, any carbon that first it had balmum, and then at the time you were magdish, it was already balmum, so now it's a much lower level kedusha to start off with. And therefore, niftu, when they are redeemed, chayavim b'b'chayr, they're considered full-fledged chulin, and that's why the chayiv in the mitzvah of b'chayr, matanis, and the mitzvah of batana. All of these, since now they're completely chulin, they're treated as chulin, and therefore, since it's considered like chulin, all the halachas of chulin apply, whereas, while it's hegdish, there is no din of b'chayr, because the pasuk says, "Kol peta rechem b'Yisrael," is chayiv and b'chayra. This is not peta rechem b'Yisrael; belongs to hegdish. Another explanation is because ain't hegdish chal al hegdish. This is already hegdish, and something which is already hegdish cannot become hegdish again. B'matanas and the chayiv and matanas for yoytz l'chulin. And as again, when they have become redeemed, they're considered chulin l'gazel aved. You could do what you with anything you want. You could take off the wool. You could work with it, but before you pay to them. Even though they only have a kedusha stamim, the halacha is you can't use them. There's an issa meila. Anything that belongs to hegdish, there's issa meila behegdish. And moreover, Chazal said even if you own the wool, you would never magdish the wool. The Chazal made a gzeira that an animal that has on a kedusha stamim should not be used for these purposes. Not to confuse with animals that are real hegdish. After you pay to them, the halacha is that the children and the milk and everything is 100% mutter to be used. If somebody takes such an animal, which is only has on it kedusha stamim, and you shecht it chutz lazara, we know there's a serious issur of shchute chutz. But again, since this animal doesn't really have a serious level of hegdish, there is no issur of shchute chutz. Therefore, there's no chiv karis of shchute chutz. Then, Isa Tamura, the Torah says that lo yachlifenu v'lo yomar Isa Tiber Aroy Bata Arab Toif v'im hama yomar Isa Behema Behema v'ayuhu usmarasoi yia kaidish. And here we're learning that sometimes when you have an animal that's hegdish, if you substitute another animal, the halacha is that both animals are hegdish. That halacha does not apply by an animal which is only kedusha stamim. For mesu, furthermore, these halachas apply that if they die, the halacha is that you could redeem them. Because normally the halacha is two halachas, that when you redeem hegdish, you have to have hamod of arocha. The animal has to be standing and evaluated its value, but that's only by kedushas aguf. Here we're not talking about kedushas aguf. And then there's another halacha. They ain't paid them hegdish lachilan leklavim. We're not paid the hegdish to serve it to dogs, which is that's the only thing you could do with this. If it died, it's a nevela, as we've been learning. But here, since it was not that high level of Kedusha, because it had the Hegdish, it was about mum before you magdish it. The halacha is you can be pointed even after you die. Chutzman b'chor ben amaisa. The b'chor and amaisa, if an animal was born that as a b'chor, but it has a mum, or you take the animals, we know the way maisa is done, is that all the animals are passed through a door. If the 10th animal is a maiser, that even though they about mum before you magdish them, they do have kedushas aguf, and therefore they're treated as we're going to be speaking about in a moment, where the hegdish was there before became about mum. They will be treated that way, says the Mishnah. Indeed, kol shekedush hakdamim dishes mumun. But if you were magdish an animal and it had therefore on it a kedushas aguf, and then it became bal mum, or it was a mum oiver, which is not a full-fledged mum. And therefore, since it's not a full-fledged mum, it doesn't prevent the hegdish, the kedushas aguf, from being chal on it. And now they got a mum kavua. So it had kedushas aguf, but not bal mum. So you can't, obviously, as we've been learning, bring it on the Mizbeach. So what you do is, v'niftu, you redeem them, and now they don't have the status of Hegdish, so therefore the halacha will be p'turim and b'chayrim and atanas. They won't be chayiv and b'chayrim and atanas, because they once had this high level of kedusha on them. Ve'en yoytzim l'chulin, now that I'm being poided, and the halacha wants us to be poided, because the b'amum, I can't bring it on the Mizbeach, but still, I don't do a gizav avoida. I'm not allowed to shear the wool. I'm not allowed to work with them. And v'lodon, and the children that are born from these animals that had kedushas aguf, but now we were part of them, or v'chalavan, the milk that they give, are usur, may not be eaten, even after we reply to them. If somebody shaykhet kachin b'chutz, as we said a few moments ago, somebody does this serious aveira, the Torah says, ish ish, the base Yisrael, she ish chashara kesav ha'ez b'machna, or she yesh b'chutz l'machna, v'el pesach o'emoy lo yaviyu, la'akav kabbal Hashem l'fnei mishkan Hashem, dom yechosh v'lishahu, dom shofach, v'nichris hanefesh ahu mikarav amay, the Torah says that it's chayif for shchut e'chutz. Here, that the halacha is that if you had this animal that has on it the kedushas aguf, and yes, it became a balmum, and therefore, since it became a balmum, the halacha tells us that we're going to have to redeem them. But now we have not yet redeemed them. Since we have not yet redeemed them, they have on them a kedushas aguf, and since they have on them at that point still the kedushas aguf, there is a chiyuv of shkut echutz, a chiyuv karis. Vice and Tamura. Similarly, the halacha will be that they're still subject to Tamura, the Mesu, and again, since they're dead, so if they die without the pidyon, the halacha will be that you can't be paid to them, as we said earlier, for two reasons. One reason that you cannot be paid to them is because you can't be, is because you need hamod of aracha, something that need that has a kedushas aguf can only be redeemed by standing and evaluating it. These animals are dead, so obviously Hamad V'Arocha is not a possibility. Moreover, the halacha is ain paidim as a hegdish l'chilim l'klovim. We can't be paid the hegdish with the intent to serve it to dogs, and that's what's going to be the case here, because the animal died, and the animals, if the animal died, it's a nevela. And the only thing that we can do with a nevela is serve it to dogs. And the halacha is something that has on it kedushas aguf cannot be redeemed with the intent, to use them lachilim l'klavim, and therefore the only option, says the Mishnah, is yikavru. We have to let them just be buried. So the Mishnah says that even though a kavachomer, the Mishnah suggested, can be made to say that kachim should be chayiv, and the matanas, the halacha is that we don't follow such kavachomer. But ask the Gemara, why indeed is the halacha that way? So the Mishnah says, tam de kas rachman oisam, because the Torah used the word oisam to teach us that only chaz of a shoik are given to the kahanim, and not the zroi l'chayim v'keva. Halav hachi, if we did not have such a pasuk, we would think, as the Mishnah suggested, havamina kachim chayav in matanas. We would think that kachim chayav in matanas kuna with the kalvachomer. But as the Gemara ikla mifrach, we could have refuted the kalvachomer by saying malachulin chikain chayav in bechayra. When we speak about chulin achayav in bechayra. But as we just studied in the Mishnah, that kachim are not chayav in and Bechayra. And one of the fundamental ways of understanding a Kal V'chaymer is if something is more stricter, so then the halacha is certainly by the less strict, if something is weaker, so certainly so should be by the stricter thing. But here we show that regular animals have a chumrah, that kachim don't have. Because regular animals are chayiv in bechayra, and kachim animals, as we learned in the Mishnah, are not chayiv in bechayra. And because of that argument, says the Gemara, we could say that that's why the matnas kunas royal chayiv v'kayva should only apply by kachim, should only apply by chulim and not by kachim. Says the Gemara, that kavachomer is still a good kavachomer, because tasting is chayim, we could learn from male animals. The halacha is that the male animals are chayiv. An animal that's male is not chayiv and bechayra. Tosfos Harosh says the Gemara could have said another thing. The Gemara could have said that if a baby that's born is a female, it's also not chayiv and bechayra. Says to Tosfos Rosh, why did Gemara bring this argument? Because he says an animal that's a male can never have bechor. A female can have a bechor, depends if it has a male or a female. Says the Gemara, male is zecharim, shekechayav and bereshis hageis. Zecharim are chayav and bereshis hageis. So what are you saying? Zecharim apart from bechayra, but they're still chayav in the matnas kuna. But the halach is, as we're going to learn, that when one shears the wool off his animal, sheep, he has to give some of that wool to the kohen. As the Torah says, Reish the Gonch Visrosh Vitzrach of Reish's Gate, Soinchai, Titan Loy. And we're going to discuss exactly what is Reish's and how much. So we see that Tzcharim, Machayiv, and Reish's are gays. Kachim don't have Reish's are gays. Says the Gemara, we can learn a Raya from the Tioshim, goats, that male goats don't have an obligation of Bechayra, obviously. And there's also no obligation of Reish's are gays, because Reish's are gays is only by female. Says the Mamala Tiyoshim, Shekein Nachnasim Adilis Aser. As we mentioned, every year we have to take all the new animals that were born that year and put them in through a door, and every 10th animal is Chayiv and Meiser. But that doesn't apply by Kachin. Says the Mamala, we'll bring a Raya from Zakenim. It's the animals that were born this year that have this obligation. Animals that were born previously don't have the Chayiv and Meiser. But says the Gemara, Mal Zakenim Shekein Nichnos L'Dilas Aser. Yes, they don't have an obligation this year to take off Meiser, but they once were subject to Meiser. Whereas Kachim were never Chayiv and Meiser, young or old, immaterial. Says the Gemara, will bring a Raya from Lekuach. The halacha is that if somebody buys an animal, the Torah says there's no Chayiv of taking off Meiser or Yosem. There's a Gzeira and Kosef, that an animal that was never together in the world with its mother is not chayiv, not chayiv meiser. So here we have example that chulin animals that don't have all of these halachas and a chayiv in matnas kuna. So certainly kachim should be chayiv matnas kuna. Says mamalakuf yosum shekein nechnasim b'minam ledeilas aser. Yes, these particular animals have this specific situation that exempt them from Maisa, but they are the type of animal that's chayiv in Maisa. So says the Gemara, if that's the line of reasoning you're going to take, says the Raminam Kamrit, that we're looking at the type of animal, kachim nami, maybe this particular animal is not able to be brought, is not brought as is kachim, but it's the type of animal, bin mina nechnasosim l'dilis asher. So the Gemara has successfully defended the Kav HaChomer. And since the Gemara has successfully defended the Kav HaChomer, the question of the Gemara is most the question of the Gemara, the Mishnah makes a lot of sense. Then the halacha is, what will be the halacha if, why should Kachin be exempt from Matnas Kuna? And that's why the Mishnah had to bring a pasuk to teach us that. Ask the Gemara, but now we should make a counter argument. Why should there not be an obligation to take from chulin animal chos v'shoik and give it to the koyin? Because we should make the following kavachomer. As we just finished learning, there's no chiv and matnas kuna by kachin. Still, chayovim because of a shoik, chulin shechayovim be matanis, ein adin shechayovim because of a shoik. Amakra answers the Gemara. The pasuk says, "V'ze yeh mishpat kahanim, ze in only by kachim is there a din of chaz v'shoik. Midachrin aloy by no other animals the chiv of chaz v'shoik." Says the Gemara, "Tam the kasrach manaze. So why are they not chayiv in chaz v'shoik? Because there's a special limit of ze. Halav hachi." If we did not have this pasuk, Havamina, we would indeed suggest that chulin chayovim b'chaz v'shoik, that chulin achayiv b'chaz v'shoik. Says the Gemara, habayi, but isn't part of the requirement when we bring the chaz v'shoik to do tenufa, that we have to wave it in front of the mizbeach. But if we're bringing chaz v'shoik from chulin, hey chulin afneu, where exactly should we do the tenufa? Iavroi, if we're going to suggest that we should do it outside of the azara, that can't be, because the Torah says lahanif oisa tenufa lifnei Hashem ksiv, and outside the azara is not considered lifnei Hashem. If, on the other hand, you'll suggest mig agavoi, to bring the chulin animal into the, to bring the chaz v'shoik of the chulin animal into the azara and do the tenufa, says the Gemara, that can't be, because kama'ayil chulin azara, that would involve bringing chulin to the azara. And of course, the halacha is that we're not allowed to bring chulin lazara. Hilkach loy efsher. So therefore, says the Gemara, it's obvious that there is no obligation of chaz v'shoik be chulin, because there's no possible way to fulfill, to be able to fulfill such an obligation. So if that's the case, zelomeli, why would we need a pasuk to tell us that they're exempt, from chaz v'shoik l'chadrav chizda, to teach us a new halacha? And that is that the halacha is damar of chizda mazik matnas kuna, somebody damages matnas kuna, or he eats the matnas kuna, the halacha is potam l'shalim, that he doesn't have to pay for that damage. Says the Gemara, and the Gemara goes into this halacha. Gufa, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda mazik matnas kuna, somebody damages the matnas kuna that was given to a koy, the matnas kuna that were designated for matnas kuna, oishachlan, or he eats him himself, potter l'shalim, he won't be obligated to pay. And the Gemara explains my tama, ibais ema the ksiv v'zeh, to teach us that the word zeh, that you have to give him to the koyin. But if you didn't do so, you're not obligated to pay. Vibais ema shum davalei mamin she'en lo toivim. There's nobody that could be said is your obligate. There's nobody that could come and claim that that money belongs to him, because there's a mitzvah to give that that money to the kohen, but there's no specific kohen that I have to give it to specifically to. According to the opinion, the first question of the Rishonim debate is according to the reason that we learned from the word v'zeh, but then we just learned from the that there's no chaz v'shoik. So, of course, according to the Gemara that says we don't need a pasuk, so it's available for that. Others say that the two halachas could be both learned from the same pasuk. So we learned here a most important halacha, that hamazik, if somebody damages matnas kuhuna, he doesn't have to pay. And the Gemara gave two reasons, either because of zeh or because of mamon she'en lo toivim. Why would be the halacha if somebody did it? Somebody, Tosfos suggests, that still a bidei shemayim to do the right thing is he should pay a koyin for the damage that he did. The Ran disagrees with Tosfos, and the Ran says that the mazik has no obligation. The mazik has no obligation to pay for this damage. Explains the stifler, what's the basis of the machloikus. Tosfos, says the stifler, is of the opinion that the matnas kuhuna are mamon ha-shevet. They really belong to all of the kahanim. The reason the kahanim cannot sue the mazik is because the mazik is always able to say to any kohen that who says that you were the kohen that I was supposed to give it to. But he really does owe it to the kahanim. And therefore, since it's considered mamon ha-shevet, so if you took something that doesn't belong to you, says Tosfos, the right thing is to repay. And that's why Tosfos says, b'dei shemayim, you have to pay. In fact, the Kilas Yaakov suggests that if all of the kahanim in the world would appoint somebody to act as a shliach on their behalf, so now you can't use the claim, well, who says that you're the kohen I would have given it to? Well, I'm not myself. I'm representing all kahanim. To say that you don't have to give it to a specific kohen is a legitimate argument. But you can't argue that you don't have to give it to all the kahanim. And according to that, the stifler wants to suggest, Tosfos would say, that the kahanim could even be entitled to that money, b'yedei odom. The Ran, however, says that when the Torah says that we have to give matnas kuhuna to the kahanim, it's not that they become the property of the kahanim. They're considered hefkel kahanim. And therefore, even, says the stipler according to the Ran, if the kahanim were to bring a class action suit and say we're representing all the Kahanim, it's still not considered Mammon Kahanim. And therefore, since it's not considered Mammon Kahanim, then the halacha would be that you don't have to give, that they could not sue you for that money. Of course, the simple part here to point out is that this entire discussion, this machlokes of Tosfos and Duran, and the machlokes of Duran and the machlokes of Duran and Tosfos and the Stiple's explanation, is only according to the opinion that you don't have to give matan skuna because it's mamon she'en lo tovim. However, according to the opinion that you have to give the matnas kahuna, that you don't have to give the matnas kahuna, because if you mazik them, you don't have to pay because it's zeh. So then the halacha will be that there's a specific limud in the Torah that exempts you from paying, and therefore, since there's no obligation to pay, so therefore the halacha, the zeh, exempts you. What happens, the Marit discusses, if somebody has stole stockim on me? In other words, there's a pushka in shul, rachmana litzlan, somebody stole money from that pushka. So it could be made an argument that it's mamon she'en lo tovim, because that money is not designated to any specific ani. Since that money is not designated to any specific money, then ani should be considered mamon she'en lo tovim. So the Chavistas says that the halacha of tzedakah money is not the same as matnas kahuna, is not the same. Because by matnas kahuna, we mentioned this svara earlier, the halacha tells us that we have to separate the matnas kahuna. Then there's a separate din of nesina. The tzedakah, there's no din in being giving of separating tzedakah. There's a din of giving tzedakah. And therefore, they're so fundamentally different, and therefore he wants to suggest that even though there's halacha mazik, matnas kahuna is potter, but the halacha is that halacha would not apply by tzedakah money. Says the Gemara, Meisvei, the Rebbe Chisda has been teaching us that there is no din of there's no obligation mazik matnas kahuna. Ask the Gemara, it says in the Brisa teaches us, that the din of matnas kahuna have halacha of a din, of din Torah. Ask the Gemara, what was meant with these words? That if somebody damaged, or Eve, or the Kohanim have a right to demand the matnas kahuna. So isn't this a raya that they are, it is mamon shebeis lo tovim? Says Maloy. What the Braisa means to say is, l'cholkin b'dayonim, that the way the matnas kahuna should be distributed should be given through dayonim, and they should give the matnas kahuna to the kohen who's a Talmud Chochem. Ukad Rav Shmuel ben Nachmeni, the Amr Rav Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Amr Rav Yonason, Menayin shein nois the matnas kohen amoritz. How do we know we shouldn't give the matnas kahuna to the Koin who's amort, shenem of yom la am li yosh vishlaim, losseis monos, la manyech sku betiras Hashem. This pasuk was said by Chizkiah Melech that helped all of Klai Yisrael do tshuva and rebuilt the base of Migdosh. And after he reestablished the Mishmeres Kahuna, he told the people to start giving, as they were supposed to always, the matnas kahuna. And the pasuk says, in that pasuk, leman yesku b'tayrus Hashem. And from here we see that who are the kohanim that are entitled to the matnas kahuna? The kohanim who were learning Torah, and that they should have support for their learning. Kala machzik b'tayrus Hashem. Somebody who learns Torah is the kohen who should get a matnas kahuna. V'she'ei machzik b'tayrus Hashem b'dam ha'aretz. That is the time kohen zama aretz and lamanus should not get. However, the halach is that if there is no kohen talmud chacham available, says Tosfos, you should give the matnas kahuna to zama aretz. Don't wait until a talmud chacham may come around. Moreover, says the Derek Yitshuva, the halacha is that if somebody give matnas kuna to koyin ha'maoritz, not knowing who is the that he should not be giving it. Once you gave it to the matnas to the ha'maoritz, it becomes his. The Yam Shloimeh says that if two kohanim approach you, and one is a ha'maoritz but he's poor, and one is a Talmud Chacham, but he's wealthy, he says that you should give it to the poor person. The Rashba says that, however, that the Gemara is quite clear that we're supposed to give it to Talmud Chacham, but the Rashba, and that might even take precedence over somebody who is not, even over precedence over somebody who's poor. But then the Rashba makes another very important point. And the point he wants to suggest is that we're not so able to judge who is the Talmud Chacham and who is not. And therefore, the halacha is we should give it to the person who comes first, or certainly the person who's poor. So the Sefer Maravsan Igra asks a question. He says, we're going to be learning in our coming shiur the halacha that you're allowed to give Matnas Kuna, perhaps, to a Kohanis. Now, women are not Chayim and Talmud Torah. Yet here we're learning that we're supposed to give it to Talmidei, that we're supposed to give it to Talmidei Chachamim. So, how do we reconcile these two Gemaras? So, one teretz I saw is that the rule is that Eishes Chaver Kechaver. So, if someone is the wife of a Talmud Chacham, the halacha treats her the same way. Another explanation based on what we just learned, the Shalom Eishev says. The Shalom Eishev says that we just learned, Tosfos taught us that the Talmud Chacham takes precedence only if the Talmud Chacham is here. But if there is no Talmud Chacham here, the Amoritz comes first. Similarly, if there is no Talmud Chacham available, we should give it to the wife, woman first. And then a third teretz that I saw is that although women are not mechuyev in the midst of Talmud Torah, that means they're not necessarily mechuyev to learn all parts of the Torah. But what they're obligated to know, that they're mechuyev to learn. Since what they're obligated to know, they're mechuyev to learn, so that means that they're not completely exempt from Talmud Torah. And since it means that they're not exempt from Talmud Torah, we could have a kahanis who is a Talmud Chacham. Toshima. So the Gemara brings another brayser. Yehuda ben Pseir Omer. The pasuk says, "V'zeh yeh mishpera kahanim melamed shematanas din." That the matanas are din. Yochal afil chazav shoyk din. We would say the same by chazav. We would say the same by chazav shoyk. Tamloimer zeh. That only matas kuna considered din, not the chazav shoyk. Ask the Gemara what was meant with the Braisa when it said din. Ilay melcholke b'dayanim. If it means that we divided with the Kahanim, the Tehanim, the Bezdin should decide which coin should get and which coin should not get, as we just learned, prefer Talmid Chacham over Amoritz. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, otachaz v'shoik la b'dayanim melcholke, wouldn't this din be applicable by Chaz v'Shoik, that we should prefer Talmid Chachamim? El Lav, what's the halacha regarding? L'hoitzi v'dayonim. That the Matnas Kuna, we could extract through Dayonim if somebody damaged them. Says the Gemara, Hachem my skin dos l'yodei. What that Bryce is speaking about, if the Kahanim already received the Matnas Kuna, and now somebody takes it away from them, that's the halacha that the Dayonim get involved to be able to take it from them. Ask the Gemara, for that I need a braisa to tell me that if somebody stole Matnas Kuna from the Kohen, he's allowed to take him to Bezdin. If these Matnas Kuna were given to the Kohanim, and that we have a right to take it away from them, the Yonim should get involved, that's obvious that they have a right to take it away. Answers the Gemara, the Matanas were given to the Kohanim when there was still Tumah, when there was still Tevel. That means before we designated this royal Chayim L'Kaiva. The Yisrael left an animal by a kohen, a slaughtered animal, from which he had not separated the Zeroy L'chayim Akeva, and now the kohen went and took it, the Zeroy L'chayim Akeva, for himself. The Kosova Haitana, Matana Shloi Horma, this is a concept that comes up in a number of places in Shas, that if you have Tevel, for which you didn't take off Trumas Amaisris, in our case, didn't take off Matnas Kahuna, Kahorma Damya. And therefore, the Kohen could take that even before they were separated, even before they were separated and given to him. And we're learning that not only does this din, a Matana Lai Horma, Kilai Horma Dami, apply by Truma and Meiser, it also applies by Zeroy L'chayim. The Rashi suggests that this halacha that we're applying Matana Klai Horma Kahorma Dami is only by Zeroy L'chayim V'kaiva, not by the Chaz of a Shaykh. Tosus and the Rush explain that there's a difference between the Chaz of a Shaykh, which is completely coming from the Mizbeach, versus the Zeroy L'chayim V'kaiva, which are coming from the owner, they were his originally. And that's what the Bryce is teaching us, that the Kohen could take ownership in those Zeroy L'chayim V'kaiva, and now the Bezdin can get involved. Toshima, so says the Gemara, another halacha. If you have a person who's Baruch Shem, a wealthy person, but he's traveling, and because where he is, he has no funds available, and therefore he now has to take the lek of shikha pei, which are the matnas niyim and maisa'oni. The loch is noital. He is entitled to take it because right now he is indeed an oni. When he gets home, he has to pay back. So we see that even though a strong argument can be made that this is mamon shein le'tovim, because there is no specific oni who's entitled to that matnas aniyim. Even though there is no specific oni who's entitled to that specific money, he still has a claim on that money. But why? We're learning that mamon shein le'tovim, you have no claim. And here the mefarshim make a very important point. This is only a question according to the opinion that says that you're potter because it's mamon shein le'tovim. According to the opinion that says we learned from Zeh, so if Zeh is only said by matnas kuna, it's not said by matnas it's not said by matnas aniyim. Says the Gemara, Amr chizda midas chesidah shanukan. Indeed, you don't have to give it back. This is just a midas chesidah that the person who Baruch Hashem really didn't need to take, and he took, the halacha is that he should pay back. That, and the way the Rashba explains, that the Gemara is teaching us actually two halachas. One is regarding the halacha that we just discussed, that if a wealthy person needed to take matnas aniyim, he should pay back because of midas chesidus. And another halacha is somebody who's really not entitled to matnas kahuna. The halacha is still if he took matnas aniyim inappropriately, the halacha is that he's not obligated to give it back. But if he gives it back, it's the right thing to do midas chesidus. Ask the Gemara, Amar Rava, Tana Tani. Let's look at the words of the Braisa. The words of the Braisa is Yishalom, you're obligated to pay. That Amrit, and you're suggesting what the Braisa means to say is Midas Chesidus Shanukan, it's only Midas Chesidus. And all Midas Reb Lezer, Leikim V'Kasev. Are you asking a question of Chizda from Reb Lezer? Reb Lezer says you have to pay, and obviously he's not concerned about Mamon Shein Le'Tovim. But why would that be a question on the opinion of why is that a question on the opinion of Chizda? He owes like Rabbanan. Ella Mesefa. The Sefa said, Chama Oimrim, he doesn't Ani Hayu Bayis Shah. Tama, so what's the reason he's exempt? Because Ani Hayu Bayis Shah. If he was not an Ani, it seems, as we said a moment ago, a wealthy person who took would have to pay. But why? Why should this not be in the same category? Lahevi Kamazak Matas Matas Kunash Ochlan, the Rav Chizda, that you don't have to pay back because it's Mom Shein L'Tovim. That's why Rav Chizda says that even according to Rabbanon, This is a midas chesidus shonukam kutz mom shenu tamen. Tashma. Menayel balabai shachal peres tvelim tamen. If somebody ate from his produce before he took off truma, the kein la vishachal ma'israis of tvelim. The loch is that the levy gets the ma'isarishin, and he has to take off 10% and give it to the kohen as trumas ma'isa. Menayin shapotem et hashlumim tamlan velechalus kotcha b'nei Yisrael shiyim l'Hashem. Shein l'chob, the obligation of for eating truma that you weren't allowed to eat is mishas harom of eilach, and here it wasn't yet designated. But what do we see from here? Mishas harom of eilach. Once it was designated, the isser of eating tevel will apply. Ha mishas harom of eilach mishalim. You would have to pay. Why? It's kamazik matas kuna shachlim because it's mom shein leitamim. And it says Gemara, Hachanami, Dosli Dai B'Tfailai. Indeed, he got it. He ate it when it was still tevel. But if it's tevel, why is he chayiv? And therefore, the kohen can take took already ownership of this, since the kohen already took ownership of these fruits. If you take it away from him, you're obligated to pay him back.